Hello. I am Michael, and I am faculty in the Department of Public Health at Temple University. I'm also a research associate in the Risk Communication Lab, and we primarily deal with cancer prevention messages and tailoring each message to a particular sample or population. So this is one of our examples here. There is no relationships to disclose. There's a whole bunch of authors on this. Thomas Gordon and Sarah Bass, they are two of my colleagues that I work with every day, fantastic researchers. And I primarily did the data analysis, but I was involved with the message design and also survey development as well, but I'll show you as we go through here. Most of these are those really cheap research assistants that we pay really, really cheaply. But if this is our grant. It was an R21. It was developing this perceptual mapping method and using that to tailor such messages. And I'm not going to focus so much on that, but that's what we primarily got this research from. So background, I'm sure most of you all like know this kind of thing already, that colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer death in the U.S., and it is affecting African Americans disproportionately. Survival rates for colorectal cancer are high if caught early through screening, like colonoscopy, fecal-occult blood tests, stuff like that, sigmoidoscopy. But colonoscopy is the most recommended way to do the screening. African Americans exhibit significantly lower screening behaviors and thus have a higher CRC fatality rate. And some of the barriers that they were that we saw in the literature and also anecdotally from them was examples here, lack of knowledge. Well, that's kind of that goes across ethnicity, but also lack of recommendation from a trusted doctor. Trust among this population was something that was peculiar, that was very high, an interesting finding. General mistrust of healthcare, belief that screening is futile, and health was in the hands of God, or fate or luck, but primarily God. That was interesting as well. And communicating CRC risk is especially challenging to patients with lower literacy, and I'm sure we all are aware of that. That's something that's lacking in a lot of this available literature through CDC and whatever other kind of organization is there. They're written at like a 9th or 10th, 12th grade level, sometimes even college level. But many of the people that we need to communicate this message to is like 9th, 8th grade literacy, even 5th grade literacy, even lower than that. So there's two purposes of this, and that was understanding or create understanding of what CRC screening is and communicating risk to African-American patients with low literacy. And the second one was develop an easy-to-use interactive computer-based tutorial to increase knowledge and acceptance of CRC and colonoscopy screening. Again, we primarily deal with screening or tailoring messages, and we decided to go a computer-based tutorial screening, and I'll go through this later. Overall procedures, I'm just going to go, we did extensive literature reviews, obviously that's foundational for research. In-depth interviews in collaboration with Temple University's medical campus, the general internal medicine crew, they were integral in getting this completed. Focus groups, we did 8 focus groups with clinic patients to help develop the surveys. So we had 8 focus groups, and from their responses, we developed a survey. We use age 50 to 75-year-old African-Americans, male and female, ever screened versus never screened. That was for colonoscopy. So we got male and female, and then the screening procedure as well. So we did those 8 focus groups, and from that, we developed a survey on colonoscopy, on colorectal cancer screening, on death, on mortality, whatever else we could conjure up. Then we gave the survey out to about 102 African Americans, age 50 to 75, and we tested them for literacy rates. We used the Realm R. That was the 8 question version. Gabby here, she was she's in the front row. She was one of the authors. She used the Realm R. There was 8 different words, and if you could not read more than 6 of those properly, am I saying that right? You were deemed as low literacy. So if you got 8 out of 8, you're high literacy. 7 out of 8, high literacy. 6 out of 8, you're low literacy. But we use that version because it's quick, it's easy. It took like maybe 2 minutes to do. People use like the S-TOEFLA and the Realm, whatever else, but there's like 60 questions there. And by the time they get to question 30, they're kind of tired of answering your questions already. So we use this quick, easy version. And it was actually comparable to using a longer version of literacy. So we said 90% of these 102 had a reading level below or literacy level below sixth grade. And what we did for the survey, we measured it on a scale of 0 to 10. And we use a smiley face kind of a thing. So like 0 was like a big frowny face and 10 was like a really happy, ecstatic face. So 0 meant like, no, not at all, I don't agree with this. And 10 was like, yes, I very much agree with this. It's very easy to use. So we did a survey, and then from the survey, I'm not really going to go over this whole perceptual mapping thing, but because it could go on for days explaining this. But from the survey, we did a cluster analysis, and it's a secondary analysis. I'm not going to go over it all either. It's just worth mentioning that from the survey, the 102 individuals, we did a cluster analysis, and there was actually three different groups of people in this group of in a sample. One was a ready adherent, the fearful avoiders, and the cautious adherents, we call them, and that related to, or their name related to, whether or not they're like willing to get a colonoscopy. So again, like the ready adherents were those people that, yes, I want to go, like right now, let me have a ticket to go and get one. The fearful avoiders were those like, no, I'm kind of skeptical. I really don't trust the doctors. I don't trust medical system. I don't want to get this done. It's going to be painful. And the cautious adherents were kind of those people that were like, well, I mean, I'd go get some if I was persuaded to by my loved one or something like that. But that's, again, secondary analysis. The perceptual mapping is where we got this this information from. Well, perceptual mapping is, very, very briefly, it's just it creates graphics like this. Think of a 3D cube or something like that. And essentially just multidimensional scaling. And based on the points in the cube, we could design messages and target messages, and this is what this vector analysis is for. It's kind of like physics. You push and pull on different kind of variables in this 3D cube, and from that, you could design messages. And that's what we did. But again, I'd be here for a while if I had explained this. So what happened was we designed these messages from the vector analysis in this perceptual mapping method, and that was used to create this computer touchscreen tutorial system. So these messages were like very in depth or very in line with what the people were saying to us. Like we from the focus groups and from the mapping, we got the best messages and we designed them and we put those messages inside the tutorial system itself. And then what we did for our study was we did a randomized controlled trial on the use of tutorials or this computer tutorial versus like usual care or the usual message given out. And that was a handout. Like it's at a ninth grade reading level. So we use our tutorial versus the handout. And we use 60 people in our trial. What we did for the tutorial though is we were in collaboration with the Patient Education Institute. They designed the tutorial for us. It's not too expensive, but it's not cheap. But we used an existing NIH tutorial. It's called Explain on Colonoscopy Use. But we just took out most of the information and put our tailored messages that we got from the vector analysis and the perceptual mapping that was solicited from the surveys and the focus groups, that kind of a thing. So we just inserted our information, our tailored information, at an appropriate literacy or reading level inside that existing tutorial. We changed the graphics as well, and we made it more culturally specific to African Americans and those with low literacy. See, a problem with all these like things the CDC gives out, a lot of it's like not really culturally competent or like culturally relevant. We're specific, and that's a problem. It can be a barrier. The original original tutorial from NIH was actually ninth grade reading level, and we bumped it down or knocked it down to a sixth grade reading level. Our pilot test did indicate that web-based tutorials using a mouse was kind of cumbersome and not really effective, so we went to a touch screen instead of using a mouse, because this is actually, sometimes for some people, this is actually a problem doing this kind of a thing. So we used it a touch screen. Especially for people that don't really have access to a computer. I mean, they don't know what a mouse is, let alone even using one. So that's why the touching it was better for us. So we, and I'll show some examples of like the screenshots. We'll use testament videos of individuals from the community up in North Philly. it was actual clinical patients who had a colonoscopy done, and they actually were video recorded and put on this, and people could watch and listen and see people from their own community doing this. Videos addressed key concepts found in the mapping analysis was, and some of these, so the perceptual mapping picked out some of these interesting variables. One was the importance of going to a doctor and getting a recommendation. Another one was importance of having colonoscopy and its accuracy of the test itself. Having colonoscopy is worth the effort. Like, why should I take that diet, that drink, and you know, not eat for 24 hours if it's not worth the effort? Better to know if you have cancer and not to fear it. That was another one. Family's important, and I would want to be tested. So like this whole like subjective norm or normative beliefs was very important to us, like our family circle. So this is like a screenshot here, and obviously it's a video, and they could touch like this is forward, this is backward, quit, the credits, the volume, if you want to repeat the thing or the video itself. And if you played it, like she would start talking about having a colonoscopy is good for your health. Your loved ones care about you and want you to do everything you can to stay healthy. And there's also, there's another one here. And they ask you questions as you go through. Just not really a test, but it's just to make sure they understand what's going on. And they can go back to whatever screen they wanted to go back to. Colon cancer is common cancer in both men and women, true or false. And if whatever they picked, like a little box would come up and show you what the correct answer was, what not, why it's correct, why it's not correct. Colon cancer is common cancer in both men and women. It tends to occur in families. And again, it's at a sixth grade reading level, which is very, very important. This lower literacy group, they had to have a lower literacy tutorial. So our design here, participants, it was the general internal medicine clinic. It was patients age 50 plus who had not, they did not have a colonoscopy. All right. 30 patients received a customized touchscreen tutorial, and 30 patients received the usual care handout from the clinic. It was a two-page handout about colonoscopy, and it's like all text. And I mean, it looked like stereo instructions or radio. But it was written at like a ninth grade reading level, and what we like even learned, I mean, like even high PhD, like we get kind of bored with these all text kind of tutorials or handouts. So I mean, even for like above sixth grade, ninth grade reading levels, I mean, it gets cumbersome after a while. We need something more effective, and this can be one of them. So again, it's 30 versus 30. And these are the results. I'm just going to quickly go through, obviously, p-values on the side here. These are means, and again, we're going to look at like the mean values being the 0 to 10 scale. For the first question, getting someone to take me to and from the doctor to get a colonoscopy, those with the usual care had a mean of 2.56. That's not that high on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being yes, it definitely is a barrier. They answered 2.56 as the mean, but our tutorial had a 0.48. Very, very low. That's significant. Something else, let's see. Concerned screening might be painful. This one right here. Well, the tutorial had a 2.85 and the usual care had a 5.04. Again, this tutorial might be addressing or alleviating their concerns about pain. Let's see. Women are more willing to get tested than men. Well, the usual care is 9.30. Like, yes, definitely so. Our tutorial is 7.76, kind of high, but still, it's a little bit lower. And that is just barely significant, but it's still significant enough to get published. Let's see, facilitators of colonoscopy screening. Colonoscopy is the most accurate way to get checked. Well, our tutorial was higher. That was significant. It's a good way to find colon or rectal cancer early. A little bit higher, still significant though. Can remove growths before becoming cancer, definitely higher. Our tutorial was more effective than that. The one here, only have colonoscopy if doctor I trusted told me so. Well, the usual care was very high. It was 8.19. Like, I would only go if my doctor told me. But after the tutorial, they were like, well, maybe. If I'd listen to my friends and family as well, kind of a connotation with that. It's only at a 5.97. So they're more apt to listen to other people besides their doctor, which is good because if they don't have health insurance, they don't even have a doctor. Well, that's good. I mean, well, that would prevent them from getting a colonoscopy, but they're more willing to listen to other people, which is good. Some other ones here. A favorable attitude about colonoscopy. Tutorial was definitely better. Likely to decide to have a colonoscopy screening. Tutorial was better. The benefits here, this was a categorical variables. We did a chi-score analysis here. what it was essentially that our tutorial was much, much better. They know the benefits better. They know the risk and side effects a little bit better, or they're reporting it that they know it. They're clear about which benefits matter to them most. They're clear about risks. When they meet with their doctor, they're going to be confident enough to talk about colonoscopy. Last one's here. Length of education material, amount of colonoscopy, amount of information on colonoscopy, usefulness of the information, usefulness of the education, and was enough information to help make a decision about whether or not to be screened or not. What turned out to be was that our tutorial was actually coming out a little bit better than the usual care. So perfect timing here. The summary of our events or our study was that those with the customized tutorial, low literacy, culturally specific, they were much more willing to have a colonoscopy, much more comfortable with the topic itself. They more accurately understood the barriers and benefits to colonoscopy, and they liked the tutorial significantly more than usual care materials. Again, it looked like stereo instructions, and how comfortable can someone be with that? The limitations I can only really gather up was, like, from the randomized controlled trial was the actual sample selection itself. That was probably one of the biggest kind of limitations we had. But I think I'm out of time. Is there a question for the end, or? Is there any one question at all about anything? Yeah. I'm sorry, what was that again?
The slide where you said, where you, you asked the question, is the best way to check?
Yes.
What was the end of that sentence? The best way to check to see if there is a cancer? I'm just wondering why the choice of the modality it is to see if there is a precancerous looking at the normal or whatnot. And yes, I just wonder.
Oh, this question right here?
Yes.
Yeah, it was colonoscopy is the most accurate way to check if you have cancer or not. Well, that's the most the preferred method for colorectal cancer screening is colonoscopy. That's based on like our knowledge, our literature, our GMI or GIM clinic, our gastroenterologist, stuff like that. I mean, that's what we were going on. So that's how that was phrased. Thank you very much. What was that? Okay, thanks.